VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for coming to your radio each day to listen to Crosstalk here on VCY America. Covering the issues, friends, it's staggering to see what is happening across this nation and around the world. But the calendar is being exploited once again under the guise of LGBTQ plus activism. I mean, there's already been Pride Month. Now it's LGBTQ History Month, and today has been declared National Coming Out Day. With this comes legislation to create a national museum of American LGBTQ history. A judge has recently greenlighted polyamory. You now have an adult drag queen who is identifying as a child. Speaking of children, a new Scooby-Doo Halloween cartoon now depicts Velma as a lesbian. And a homosexual couple is demanding, folks, is demanding that taxpayer funds provide for the creation of motherless children. This is no longer a slippery slope. This is an avalanche of LGBTQ activism impacting all of society, and woe to the one who gets caught in its path. Joining us today, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera, the founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jim, and it really was a dizzying array of articles you sent me for this show.
And that's not the half, Peter. We've got so much to break down today and discuss. But today, October 11th, has been branded as National Coming Out Day. What can you tell us about this day?
Well, I'd like to think about our listeners to think about the importance of coming out. Now, this was started. This was back when they were coming out as "quote unquote" gay, which is open homosexual. And Jim, I think the significance of it is that was a strategy. Harvey Milk, who was one of the gay homosexual icons, pushed this heavily. And it's basically saying I'm out and proud in what we know is sinful, sexually deviant, quote-unquote, identity. But let's think about the effect of that. Number one, it had a chilling effect on the people. You know, you're doing this to your loved ones and your friends, and they knew the effect would be to reduce the opposition and make people less likely to speak out against homosexuality. And that strategy ultimately worked. Another thing it does is it redefines what is normal. When you come out as proudly homosexual, we know that homosexuality is a sin. It's a changeable behavior. It's not who you are. It's not some kind of innate, inborn identity. And gay is a radical redefinition, as it were, of humankind. Well, now, all these years later, Jim, it's just coming out in these various other deviancies. And so it began with gay back in the 60s and 70s, and now we see people coming out not just as transgender, but as non-binary, asexual. It metastasizes. It continually grows because this is a movement which is founded on normalizing the abnormal. And so if the movement itself is rooted in abnormality, aberrance, and sin, they can't say no to any of these other behaviors, whether it's, bi-gender or asexual or all these various perverse identities. They can't say no because they were founded on declaring an aberrant, sinful, changeable, perverse identity, homosexuality, calling that normal.
And, Peter, I see the materials and guides that are coming from the Human Rights Campaign. I mean, they're voluminous. They have a guide to come out as a lesbian, gay, and bisexual. They have a guide to come out as a transgender or non-binary. They have a guide for coming out as an LGBTQ ally. They have information for coming out as LGBTQ plus youth. There's separate information coming out as black LGBTQ people, another for LGBTQ Asian and Pacific Islander Americans. I mean, there's a guide for what they call neo-pronouns and on, Peter. That's why I call this an avalanche.
Yes, and it just, and like I said, it metastasizes. It's a contagion now. Thankfully, Americans are finally waking up to the role of the vanguard role that LGBTQ plus activism has in bringing our society down, Jim. And I say always when I'm on Twitter, beware the plus sign, because the plus sign ultimately is now leading to adult child predations. In other words, adults are directly fostering underage youth to they're not just encouraging homosexuality, they are encouraging these radical gender identities. You can be the opposite sex. All this destructive behaviors. We have adult homosexual and transgender and LGBTQ activists directly encouraging these behaviors in youth.
Folks, as Peter said, you find a plus sign after LGBTQ. You will not find a period. It's always plus. There is always more. And the acronym is really long. It's got an A and an I and two S, and it just goes on and on. Peter, you mentioned about the exploitation of children, and now there is an adult drag queen who's identifying as a child. And I believe this really ought to cause our ears to perk up, because how can you prosecute someone who identifies as an 8-year-old that molests another actual 8-year-old?
Right. And again, how can you question the identity? We know now we're supposed to accept when a boy, for example, even a 6-year-old boy, Jim, identifies as a quote unquote girl or some other thing that's not his actual innate inborn sex.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to accept that even though it's not logical. Then on what basis do we reject other identifications? And of course you're right, Jim. You're going to see people claiming that they're not actually the age they are. And it's very scary. And it's all in this under the realm of queer and its perversion. But the point is that this movement, the LGBTQ plus, beware that plus sign. This movement is all about normalizing perversions. And the people who are responsible for, you know, the so-called gay adults, the gay parenting situations, they are encouraging kids to embrace perversion. They take them to these gay, lesbian, transsexual pride parades where there's the most, you know, there was one, I think, was it in Portland, Jim, or was it Seattle, where people were riding bikes nude at the pride parade, and there's kids all around.
Yeah.
I've been to parades like this. So the people who are the LGBTQ adults responsible for children are actually encouraging themselves in their own family situations to be open-minded and embrace this entire perverse umbrella.
Friends, this program today is coming as a warning. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." Okay? That's where we get the homosexuals and the perversion. "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." That's why Peter had said this is changeable behavior. It comes through the power of Jesus Christ. Peter, on this topic here today, Congressman Mark Pocan, he's an open homosexual from Wisconsin, has introduced two pieces of legislation, H.R. 9070 would establish within the Smithsonian Institution the National Museum of American LGBTQ plus History and Culture. It was introduced September 29th, and it has 64 co-sponsors already. He has also introduced H.R. 9071 that would establish a commission to study the potential creation of a national museum of LGBTQ plus history and culture. Peter, this one has 65 co-sponsors.
Yeah, and Jim, let's be honest here. This is not going to be an actual history. This is going to be a propaganda organ for this movement that we've been trying to describe. We're not going to learn about how NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, which is a pedophile organization that promoted sex between men and boys, we're not going to learn how they marched in early so-called gay pride parades. We're not going to learn about the incredible debauchery of the gay male movement, which led to the AIDS pandemic. Now we see monkeypox almost exclusively tied to highly promiscuous multiple partner sex between men. We're not going to learn any of these things. What we're going to learn is that this is just like a civil rights movement And this is just incredible how bold they are. This homosexual representative, Mark Pocan, doing what all homosexuals do when they get in positions of power, trying to do everything they can to promote the normalcy of this lifestyle.
And folks, again, on this monkeypox, it's just outrageous. I mean, no, we cannot close down homosexual bathhouses. Why? Because we cannot stigmatize these individuals who are frequenting them. Just think of the.
Hey, Jim, can I say something about that?
Yeah, honey, think of Peter. If we treated COVID in that way.
Yeah, and Jim, I just learned. I didn't know this. They're actually the governments. I don't know if it's state governments or federally. This is everywhere, but they're working directly with these homosexual orgies to give the smallpox the monkeypox vaccine. I think it's a smallpox vaccine that's used against monkeypox. They're not shutting down the orgies. These are orgies that are publicly advertised all across the world. This is how monkeypox spread. They're not shutting them down. They're working with them to give the vaccine. In other words, the government has continually enabled this movement at every step. And now we see diseases that are directly tied to these perverse behaviors. And rather than say, let's deal with the behavior that's producing the disease, this medical establishment, which most Americans have now learned to distrust, is saying, okay, let's let them have the orgies, but we'll just give the vaccine at the orgies.
Friends, we've got a lot of material and information. We're giving you an overview. I mean, the vast majority of the material we're talking about has come out since October 1 of this year. Some are dated a little bit earlier into September, but it's an avalanche. Peter, the Federalist, reported last week that a homosexual couple in New York is actually suing the Big Apple government because under the city's current insurance policy, they don't qualify for fertility treatments like in vitro fertilization and surrogacy, but they claim that they have a right. They've got a right to parenthood, even though their biology doesn't allow for it. So they have filed a class action complaint against the city of New York. They think that because both of them are male and are biologically incapable of naturally procreating, that they meet the medical definition of being infertile, and then thus they're entitled to insurance that will cover the cost of using a woman to have a baby. I mean, this is outrageous.
Yeah, Jim, this just puts the C back in crazy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I think if a bunch of conservatives got in a room together and said, let's see what we can dream up, we'll call this a theoretical radical gay agenda, we couldn't come up with this stuff. Now, what I say is we have to remember that nature itself discriminates against homosexuality. Like you said, Jim, these are people who, because they're homosexual, in a homosexual relationship, they cannot procreate, and yet they're trying to portray themselves as victims, and they're somehow denied, you know, they're suing. It's just so outrageous and ludicrous, but what we've learned is that doesn't mean that it won't succeed. The left dominates the law field. They're all over. So many attorneys now are beholden to this agenda, and obviously they know that many of their gains come through the courts, Jim, and that's what we're talking about here. It's just another attempt to exploit the system, and they push these ridiculous lawsuits.
Peter LaBarbera is with us here today from Americans for Truth. AmericansForTruth.org is our website. And, folks, there's more to come. There's more to come in that we are opening eyes today to this avalanche of LGBTQ activism taking place all across our land. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, can we see any other galaxies with the naked eye?
Yes, we can, Chris. We can see a few stars that seem somewhat fuzzy. With telescopes, we see that these fuzzy stars are really galaxies, each containing billions of stars. And with super telescopes, we can see billions and billions of galaxies. The universe seems to have no end. And that's what we read in Scripture. Jeremiah mentioned that the host of heaven cannot be numbered. Yet scholars were certain there was only about 3,000 stars. Looks like the Bible was right and the scholars were wrong. I suspect that that's true even today. Those who claim it all happened by a Big Bang are wrong. It's the back to Genesis truth of creation which stands the test of science.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera is with us today. Folks, indeed, there's an avalanche of LGBTQ activism that's taking place. Yes, the calendar is being exploited and calling this, LGBTQ History Month, and today being National Coming Out Day. And folks, our warning is really coming from Scripture itself. God calls this an abomination. And certainly there is change that is possible for those that are entrapped in this lifestyle to turn to Jesus Christ and to seek repentance and certainly have a heart that is changed. The old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. And that is found only through the hope and freedom and forgiveness that's found in Jesus Christ. Peter, you have warned us repeatedly as to the direction things are going to go. And you're right. We can't just say homosexuality. We can't just say this or that. But you've warned even about polyamory, and we were just talking about New York and this action against the Big Apple, but now we just have a judge that has ruled that people in polyamorous relationships are entitled to the same legal protections as married people. Peter, you warned this was going to happen.
Yeah, we did, and we all talked about the slippery slope, because remember, the guiding theme of the pro-homosexual so-called marriage movement was love is love. Obama coined that, he didn't coin it, but he helped popularize it. Love is love. Well, if love is love, on what basis do you exclude, multiple partners if they're all claiming love? In other words, when you take away the boundaries, anything goes, and there's no moral basis in the law, or very little of it anymore, and morality has been discarded. And so what we're finding is that anything goes. And Jim, I also wanted to say something about the you talked about people can leave the homosexual lifestyle. One thing that's interesting, I'm sure you've noticed this too, Jim, is that remember when they used to say sexual orientation was unchangeable?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, because there's so many variations and this metastasizing perversion movement, one of the HRC documents on the coming out day said that asexual, which is, they call them ace, which is no, they don't have, they don't have sexual feelings, but they're saying that's a sexual orientation, and you're seeing them admit now, oh, you can change your orientation. You can go from gay to asexual to whatever, so they're admitting you can make the sexual orient change. However, of course, they deny the one change, which is going from homosexuality to normalcy and living in the proper order as ordained by God, where a man marries a woman in marriage and they produce children.
Peter LaBarbera with us here today from Americans for Truth. Peter, it's appalling to see this trajectory of activism. I mean, now, as Christian Headlines points out, you can add Scooby-Doo to the list of children's animated titles with LGBT characters, presenting now Velma as a lesbian.
Yeah, and this is just so disturbing, and they just keep going and pushing it. And there's a group called GLAAD, which used to be, they used to use the full name, which is Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Discrimination. But this is, now it just goes by GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D. And this is the powerful, this is the LGBTQ mafia in Hollywood, Jim. This group has been pushing for this, all constantly pushing for not just so-called gay representation, but bisexual, transgender, and now, of course, they'll add all the other perversion identities. But now they've taken another a seemingly innocent show, Scooby-Doo, and taking a woman, a nerdy girl, of course, Velma, I used to watch this when I was growing up. Velma, they took a nerdy girl. Now they've made her a lesbian. I saw the scene, Jim. It's, she sees another woman, and she starts, in her mind, she's thinking how attracted she is to this woman in the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Velma feeling, they're showing a lesbian attraction. And this is just the corrupting of children. This is telling kids that it's now okay for women to be sexually attracted to other women. And then, Jim, Google took it a step further. I don't know if it's still like this, but when this was announced, Google on its search engine, in the Google search engine, if you plugged in Velma, V-E-L-M-A, rainbow flags would come down in addition to the search that you got with Velma.
Wow.
So Google is an activist, 100% pro-homosexual, transgender, bisexual, all the isms. They had rainbow flags, all different kinds of symbols of rainbow flags coming down in the search engine when you search for Velma.
You know, Peter, and using animation to get the hearts and minds of young people that are just glued to this, I saw a story, too, on Daily Wire about Planned Parenthood using a cartoon now to market puberty-blocking drugs to children. The cartoon was shared on Twitter by an account named Inside the Classroom, started to provide real evidence against the claims of the left's narrative, CRT isn't being taught, etc., but using a cartoon, Planned Parenthood, to market puberty-blocking drugs to kids.
Yeah, they know they have to reach the kids young. Just like all the famous, infamous despots of the past, they have to reach kids young and they have to get to them before they are allowed to enabled to form moral judgments. Of course, most kids form their moral judgments through family, parents, church, the activists. And let's be honest, Jim, these activists, when they're in school, they call the teachers who are the activist teachers change agents. They acknowledge that it's all about change. But, Jim, this has been going on with very young kids for more than a decade, for more than two decades. And even the pride parades that young children are brought to, lots of colors, very interesting. Kids love colors and weird stuff. And this has been going on a long, long time. Now Americans are finally waking up to it, mainly because of the outrage over this transgender agenda, which is actually encouraging kids to destroy their own bodies in the name of supposedly gender-affirming care. But it's just scandalous that this movement is abusing the minds of these children by manipulating them with such tactics.
What a shocking report from the Washington Stand, or they reported anyways, an analysis of U.S. insurance claims shows a shocking rise in gender transition treatments for minors between 2017 and 2018. Peter, they reported shocking statistics for gender dysphoria diagnosis, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and gender transition surgeries. According to Komodo's insurance claim data, 42,167 patients ages 6 to 17 were diagnosed with gender dysphoria in 2021. 42,167. That's almost double from just 2 years previous, in which it was 21,375 minors, and nearly three times from 2017, which it was 15,172 minors. The numbers of actual physical surgeries on children, Peter, is also staggering. I mean, there is a literal explosion of what's called gender dysphoria. This is shocking in itself, but also, if you could address what you see as causing all of this, Peter.
Well, let's all admit, first of all, this is a big business. This has become a big business. Hospitals, our doctors are making a ton of money off these poor, manipulated, gender-confused kids. And my heart goes out to them. I'm sure yours does, and all our listeners, to these kids who are being encouraged to adopt these false identities. And then, of course, the parents are manipulated, because one of the lines that's being promoted is, if you don't accommodate your children's supposedly gender affirmation, they might commit suicide. And Jim, this is imagine if you're a parent and your son comes home and says, I'm a girl now. Here's my new name. Don't call me John anymore. This is horrifying to a parent. They don't know what to do. And then if you add the fact of, I might kill myself or I'm going to harm myself if you don't allow this, and then you throw in the experts, the so-called experts are all saying, oh, yeah, this is acceptable now. It's become a huge business. But remember, its genesis. Its genesis is the LGBTQ movement. It all began with gay. We normalized homosexuality. We called it gay. We said sexual orientation is something you're born with innate. And now we're stunned to see that it's metastasized. It's evolved into these number of orientations and now gender identity, and it just keeps growing, because when you take the boundaries that God ordained, God made them male and female, what do you expect to happen? You get an explosion of deviance, and that's precisely what we're seeing.
You talked about the money in this and in the medical field, and Peter, now we have the American Medical Association, in essence, playing the victim. They're calling upon the Department of Justice to investigate. They want them to prosecute any online views that oppose gender-affirming procedures. You also have healthcare organizations urging protection for physicians and patients. I mean, there have been a number of children's hospitals all of a sudden found to be engaged in these practices, and people are rising up from around the country and say, no, we don't want our children's hospital to be doing this. And I understand even Vanderbilt has taken just a pause right now as they do some studies in this regard.
Yeah, and let's acknowledge what this tactic is. This is just like the parents who were protesting in schools, and the Biden DOJ tried to classify them as domestic terrorists. That's exactly what they're doing here. They're playing up themselves as victims. They're saying, oh, this could be terrorism. This is mainly, of course, there's always some nut somewhere who's going to threaten a hospital to do something like that. But what they're trying to do is stifle dissent. And in that letter, Jim, from the AMA, the American Medical Association, and I believe it's the AAP, the American Association of Pediatrics, and the Children's Hospital Association, they talk about I'll read it directly, Jim. It says, children's hospitals and their medical staffs continue to face increased threats via social media, including to their personal accounts, coupled with harassing emails, phone calls, and protesters at healthcare sites. There is elevated and justifiable fear among patients and staff, unquote. And so what they're doing is they're trying to stifle free speech in the name of claiming that they are going to be victims of violence. And this is the leftist tactic all across the globe. They claim that certain speech leads to violence and therefore must be censored. And they're trying to use the leftist pro-transgender radicals at Biden and the Biden administration. Of course, Joe Biden is completely given over to the transgender radicals and the LGBT radicals. In that government, they're trying to appeal to them and use them to stifle dissent on this issue.
So we got the medical field pursuing this to a great extent, Peter. There's great money. I have seen some of the numbers that have come forth from that medical facilities are reaping as a result of all these so-called transitions, gender-affirming drugs, the surgeries that are taking place. And now we have the Daily Wire just reported that puberty-blocking drug companies, they're refusing to conduct safety trials on their frequently prescribed off-label use to treat gender dysphoria in adolescents. I'm sure there's great concern as to what the results would look like if they would conduct the studies. But, Peter, it should be appalling to all of us that these drug companies are refusing to even conduct safety trials.
Well, yeah, we saw this with COVID too, Jim. Yeah, I mean, and this is why Americans, there are so few institutions we can trust anymore. That's what's so scary. We can't trust the medical authorities. We can't trust Big Pharma. We can't trust the government. We can't trust the FBI. But this is outrageous, Jim. And this has happened. We have seen, I don't know if it's hundreds or thousands of minor children who've had these drastic transgender so-called treatments or so-called surgeries. And how can you call it a surgery, Jim, when you see what I saw, the news story in Chicago of a 16-year-old girl who had her healthy breasts surgically removed in the name of so-called gender affirmative care? How can you even call that surgery or care? This is outrageous.
It is outrageous. And friends, the numbers are escalating all across the nation. No wonder the Oklahoma governor has said there is irreversible damage being done and has banned the funding for gender transition procedures for minors. But friends, there's so much more. We'll be back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
Year after year, generation after generation, we as Americans enjoy the right and opportunity to let our voices be heard through the election of our governing officials. With over 200 years of peaceful transition from one elected body to another, the stability of America's Republic stands alone among nations. Our founders pledged their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor in the establishment of this nation. Our country's founding documents have guided this nation and are the substance by which today's laws are judged. Do you own a copy of the Constitution? Documents of Freedom is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all other amendments passed. The booklet also features the Declaration of Independence and Washington's Farewell. Documents of Freedom is available for a donation of $5 or more to VCY America and can be made by calling 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Some of you may have wondered and thought I was exaggerating at the beginning of the program when I said there's an avalanche of LGBTQ activism. Friends, we're just scratching the surface of what's taking place. And we're talking today with Peter LaBarbera from Americans for Truth, his website AmericansForTruth.org, or you can do .com. It'll get you there either way. Peter, we're just talking about Oklahoma and the governor there saying, referring to the irreversible damage being done on this gender transitioning procedures for minors. I saw a video the other day of a biological girl who wanted to transition to a boy and started, taking the cross-sex hormones. And now, as a young gal, having a receding hairline and a full whiskered face and now has shaved her head because of the fact that she, didn't want to be looking so out of place as a person with no, not having hair any longer, and just saying that this is the impact, this is the effect it's having upon me and others who are trying to now detransition from taking this. But Peter, the Oklahoma governor, he talks about this irreversible damage. He said, let's pull the funding.
Yes, and good for Governor Stitt doing this in Oklahoma. And Jim, I saw that video too, and it's horrifying. This is a gigantic leftist experiment, and children are the guinea pigs. And I think someday there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, and I hope they make punish these medical so-called authorities who are pushing this insane agenda. And I credit Governor Stitt for this. This is wonderful. They're banning funding for these so-called gender transition services. And then the governor is also saying, Jimmy says, we need to do more. He says he wants to totally ban in Oklahoma all irreversible gender transition surgeries and hormone therapy on minors. And I hope that we see that beginning in the red states, in the states where there's still some common sense left. I hope, and then of course, then the blue states like California say, oh, we'll do your surgeries. And so, this is just a gigantic problem because just like abortion, there's the blue states are saying, we'll do these. Well, they don't call heinous procedures, but that's what they are. When you're doing so-called surgery, you're destroying the sex organs of minor kids whose brain isn't even fully developed. Why is that even legal in the United States of America? You can't even give your kid an aspirin at most schools, can you, Jim? Without parental approval?
That's right. That's right, Peter. And yet we see the safe haven now that California has come to accept. And that really takes us to our next topic here, because it's very concerning to see this avalanche taking place. But when we have LGBT activists say we are going to help kids run away from their parents to live with a queer friendly adult. I mean, there's offers to pay for Ubers or Lyfts or other transportations if kids feel they need to leave immediately. There is a story on the Daily Wire here. Again, folks, virtually everything we're talking about is just this month of October alone. A top leader in a national school psychologist association is participating in a group that funds efforts to rehome gay youth to new parents. Internal materials obtained by the Daily Wire reveal, and Peter, they tell of the chair of the National Association of School Psychologists participating in discussions on the internal message board for the Pride Liberation Project, and this group's resources for outed students section advise students who are facing rejection from their families or they need to leave their home for another reason to reach out to her immediately. And they will work with Safe Space Nova. They're an adult that can provide you with much more information, confidential, and working with them to rehome homosexual youth.
Yes, and trans youth. This is trans, a direct assault on parental rights. And they're out in the open now. This woman, Amy Canava, chair of the National Association of School Psychologists, just openly telling what her secret agenda is. And again, these are the change agents that are operating in American schools all across the country. And, Jim, the article you sent me from the Daily Wire is fascinating about this Amy Canava. And one of the things she said, here's a quote, Jim, directly. She says, quote, she's talking about the kids who are, quote, coming out to her. She says, quote, I had a record day where five kids came out to me. Now, that's five kids in one day in her school. I said, this is amazing and exhausting all at the same time. Most of the time it's like, this is the child saying, I think I'm trans. And then she says, which really means I am trans, unquote. And so, Jim, it's exactly what we were talking about. A child has expressed confusion. A child is taken up in this fad, this metastasizing, spreading fad that's going around, especially among girls, where the one girl decides she's a boy, and then a lot of her friends say, I might be too, and they come to the teacher, they come to the authority, in this case the school psychologist, and they say, I might be trans, and how the school psychologist interprets it is, you are trans. And we all know from science, from scientific reports, that just because you might be confused, a lot of this confusion goes away as kids mature and get older. But, Jim, they're confirming these kids in these deviant identities at the drop of a hat because this is their agenda. This is what they want.
Peter, I've got much more for us to talk about here today, but we're going to have to let a lot of it pass. But I do want to confront what's happening in churches across this nation as well, and it's diabolical what's taking place. I mean, we saw during Pride Month where they would bring LGBT activists or drags, drag queens into the church pulpit to promote the aspect of drag. There was just here's the first United UCC Church of Northfield, Minnesota, that just had this past Sunday a gospel drag show. A gospel drag show. I guess actually it was on the 8th, so I guess that would be a Saturday night. But the first UCC Church holding a gospel drag show. We have seen also the center tells about a drag queen preaching a children's sermon. Here, and you've got two little kids going up there, and you've got a man dressed as a woman in the front of the sanctuary, and the kids are talking to the drag queen, and the one girl says to the male who is dressed like a female that she likes the eyeshadow that this drag queen is wearing. And then the pastor actually took Romans chapter 12, verse 2, which says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But twisted that verse to promote drag, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, to somehow make it acceptable, trying to give it a scriptural basis. And Peter, this is an abomination. I mean, it is blasphemous what this preacher has done, twisting Romans 12:2 to promote drag.
Yeah, this is mind-boggling, Jim. And let's be honest, this isn't a Christian church. This is a left-wing social club masquerading as a church, and it's just horrifying. And I think we have to remember that these so-called progressive environments that are victimizing children, these are the environments. This is liberal parenting. This is LGBTQ parenting. This is pro-LGBTQ parenting, and the children are suffering. And that's what we're seeing. And, Jim, I wanted to bring up something, too, that we talked about off-air, which is also that a lot of the parents of these trans kids were initially proud and totally accepting of their child, say their daughter saying she's a lesbian. They say, okay, we were fine with that. We're not homophobes. You know, they use all the progressive terminology. But then they discover that their daughter is wanting to become a boy or a man, or their son wants to become a girl. And then they're horrified. And the lesson here is, if you tolerate deviance, you tolerate sin, if you celebrate one aspect of sin, it's not going to stay in its corner. And this is a movement that celebrates perversions of all types. And we're seeing that the progressives are getting burned now because the homosexuality that they tolerated and even encouraged or accepted in their children is now going way further than they thought, and the children actually want to become the opposite sex.
Friends, they're using the guise of religion. They're using the guise of Scripture. Don't be deceived. It is not of God. It is not of His Word. I mean, then we remember the church in Katy, Texas, providing free chest binders to trans young people, and really, in my opinion, exploiting teenagers in that regard. They have what's called a transparent closet. Fox News just covered a story here October 4th about a church-sponsored LGBT pride event in Kentucky, advertising kids' activities and drag shows in the state's capital last weekend. According to the Capital Pride Kentucky website, Saturday's activity sponsored at least three churches, a Bridgeport Christian Church in Frankfort, First Christian Church in Lawrenceburg, South Frankfort Presbyterian Church, all, you know, in this open and affirming churches. And Peter, this is not of God. It is of the devil.
Of course, this is just heresy, you know, writ large. And it's just getting a bigger bullhorn now because there's so much acceptance now. You know, let's face it. One of our two political parties, the Democrats, are now fully on board. It's shocking to me how there's hardly, if any, Jim, is there any Democrat who dissents openly against Joe Biden throwing himself fully on board with this transgender zealous agenda? The party is becoming lockstep, just as it is with abortion, although there's a tiny, tiny bit of more dissent on abortion. But on this transgender and this LGBTQ agenda, Jim, it's out of control in the Democratic Party, and it's making inroads in the Republican Party. And part of that is if the deviant spreads, they have to find a church rationale, and that's what they're trying to provide with this false teaching.
Our phone number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And friends, the indoctrination is taking place from the earliest ages. It's going all through the multiple grade levels in the schools and in the colleges and universities. It's off the charts. Now we have Maine University students demanding a professor be fired for contradicting their fantasy that there are multiple genders. And certainly this has impacted the church as well. Peter, you know, this October being LGBTQ History Month or whatever they're going to call it, I wonder, are they beginning this history by going back to Sodom and Gomorrah? I don't think Sodom and Gomorrah are part of that history lesson.
Jim, they're not even going, like I said earlier, they're not even going back to the history of modern gay pride. I mean, you know, are they going to learn that Harvey Milk, who's one of the gay icons, when he was in his 30s, had a sexual so-called marriage with an underage boy? They're not going to talk about that. They're going to talk about euphemisms and all that, and they're going to celebrate LGBTQ ideology and culture. And this is what our students are being fed. And it's time to pull your kid out of public schools, but even a lot of private schools are bending to this agenda.
Joe is calling from Laval, Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Schneider, Mr. LaBarbera, I just have a comment and a request. So I'm 38 years old, and I haven't really dated seriously or anything like that. And I find that in all these workplaces I go to, I've had a lot of different jobs and whatnot, some of my coworkers just assume, well, if you don't go and if you're not married by a certain age, then you must be gay or any of those LGBTQ things. So, well, I would just make a request to our listening audience here. Don't assume that just because someone doesn't have an interest in, like, raising a family or, you know, their proverbial 4-year-old virgin, you know, for comedy's sake or not, that doesn't mean that they're sexually deviant. Mm-hmm. And that's just be my humble request for listeners out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Peter, any quick comment?
Well, yeah, that totally makes sense. And it's the corruption of the American mindset and the destruction of innocence.
We'll be back in a minute. Peter LaBarbera with us today on Crosstalk. AmericansForTruth.org is his website. And folks, we're talking about the avalanche of LGBTQ activism, this month being LGBTQ History Month, and today being National Coming Out Day. Friends, there's trouble afoot here, and we're discussing it. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Now it has gone international. The sad video out of the Mid-South, where I live, of daycare workers putting on a scream horror mask and getting into the face and literally screaming in the face of little toddlers and then chasing them around the room, horrifying them from one classroom to the other. As I said, the video has gone international. I talked to the Sheriff's Department for that county and was told last Friday that daycare has been closed while they're under investigation. But what does this say about our culture? What is happening to the children of America? Apparently, if they're not being aborted, they're being encouraged to be shot up with a COVID-19 shot that has had horrible effects on people of all ages. What has happened to the fact that we don't seem to value children? Jesus talked a lot about children, that the kingdom of heaven is filled with children. What it says about our culture is we're a debased culture that doesn't respect life or the little ones.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And George is calling from Olney, Illinois. George, you're on the air. Hello, George. You're on the air. Okay, let's try Jack then. Next, hi, Jack. And let's see. Phoenix, you're on the air, Jack.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you and your program. I just want to remind you and your listeners about a news website called the Gateway Pundit that is run, owned, and operated by an open homosexual that went to the Philippines and got himself a boy. Well, not a, he's a young man, wife, so-called wife. And I know that a lot of times people link to that website without knowing that. I would encourage you and your listeners to never go to that website, even though it appears to be conservative.
Great. Thank you, Jack.
I'll say something on that, Jim. Unfortunately, Gateway Pundit, which occasionally does have something that's that nobody else covers and is good, although I question sometimes it has something that's not good. It promotes gay, so-called gay conservatives, because the guy who runs it, Jim Hoft, is a so-called gay conservative, and I am deeply troubled at how the Republican Party and the conservative movement, as it were, is now being really fed so much gay conservative propaganda. And many of the top spokesmen on Fox News, it seems like every day you turn on Fox News, you got another homosexual so-called conservative. And the truth is, you may be conservative in 95% of the entire conservative movement, but on the issue of homosexuality, you are not conservative. You know, Guy Benson, Tammy Bruce is an open lesbian on Fox News. Some of these people we see, you are a progressive, a radical on that aspect because of your self-interest in having to rationalize your own homosexual self-identity. So we got to remember that when we're looking at these so-called gay conservative sites and leaders.
Brad in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. I wanted to mention these lawsuits you guys touched on earlier for people who have this done to them, and then they get buyer's remorse. Now, I don't know if you're talking about adults or kids. I can see it for kids. They can probably sue their parents or the schools or whoever else did it behind their parents' back. But adults who have this unnecessary, irreversible surgery done to them and hormone treatments, they don't deserve a penny. They went in this with their eyes wide open, and they don't deserve a penny. But you got a good point about this LGBT stuff with the plus on the end,
mm-hmm.
because there's always more.
Yeah.
The Lake of Fire is like that, too. There's a plus at the end. It's always more. Really, really more forever. So I would advise these people to think again or think twice or whatever. It seems like they want to go to hell.
How sad, because we know hell was not created but for the devil and the angels. It was not created for mankind. And how sad that man would turn from the way of salvation to be set free from that punishment and yet is so entrenched in their sin, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jim, also on the point of the adults, I think what we were referring to future lawsuits is kids, minors, children who were encouraged recklessly to pursue these radical hormone therapies and even gender surgeries as minors. And I can't remember the name of the detransitioner, somebody who now wants to reverse the process. And she said, and there are numerous testimonies like this, that it was, you know, she had like a short meeting with one medical person, and they recommended, they said, well, you know,
In other words, they're getting this rapid confirmation of this incredibly important life choice, and I think that will be the basis for punitive lawsuits coming down the pike, because if you're telling somebody this is, oh, that's who you are, and they don't even force them to live that way. As an adult, to get the transsexual so-called sex change operation, you have to live in that so-called identity for a year. So to encourage this rapidly and recklessly to young people, I think will become grounds for future legal action.
I agree with that part. I mentioned if it's kids, that's another story.
Yeah. Thank you, Brad.
How about the adults?
Thank you, Brad.
Right.
Okay. Elizabeth in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Lois. Men lusting after men and women lusting after women. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Leroy in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, Peter and Jim, that here locally they had a gay pride parade this weekend, and one of the cars in the parade caught on fire. Put the story online and said, hey, God is trying to tell you something. And for that, I got people saying, God didn't have anything to do with that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they don't know what symbolism is.
Well.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for the call. Peter, I've not really heard of gay pride parades happening in October during History Month, but now they're co-opting just about every date on the calendar here.
Yeah, they really are. It's incredibly narcissistic. I've got to build a calendar of all the special days.
Yeah.
It's just outrageous. But I think the caller makes an interesting point. Are we not allowed to say that perhaps monkeypox is part of the judgment of God? Sin is manifested in the ailing body of the person's body. That doesn't mean that we know all the answers, but we do know that God punishes sin, and the monkeypox virus, the cases where I believe over 95%, Jim, tied to men who have sex with men and also multiple partners, these perverse orgies, which we can't even begin to describe, they're so vile, that was a leading cause of the spread of monkeypox. And now, are you not allowed to say that there is a factor of God's judgment in that? This is where they're taking us. They want to purport to say what we can and cannot say, and they're constantly saying that our speech causes violence, and yet their hateful speech, that doesn't cause violence. Only conservative Christian speech seems to be the speech that causes violence if you listen to the LGBTQ left.
Peter's website, AmericansForTruth.com or .org, either all or will work. Peter, thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you, Jim, and God bless you.
And folks, let me just remind you, a verse of scripture here from Romans chapter 6, verse 23, where it says, for the wages of sin is death. We don't need to stop there, friends, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's put our trust in Him. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.